Now, this was going to be a picture of a churchyard, okay, a graveyard. I have to tell you that this is not necessarily the most jolly children's talk, but it's an important subject, isn't it? Death. I know we don't like to think about it, but we must all face death. It's inevitable. The fact is that unless the Lord Jesus Christ returns in our lifetime, we're all going to die, and our lives will almost certainly be touched by the death of others. So I wonder, can your outlook on life face death? If it can't, you need a new one, don't you? In our passage, Jesus confronts death. Although it's painful, Jesus can face death, and he can help us to face death too. The Christian faith provides us with hope and confidence, even in the face of death. Now here's an encouragement. Let's have the next one up, Jonathan, please. Did you notice that the passage stressed that Jesus loved his friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus? And then it told us what he did when he actually confronted death. He saw their grief. He saw Lazarus's death. The shortest verse in the whole Bible, is it verse 35? What does it say Jesus did in verse 35? Jesus wept. He cried. He was really sad. Jesus loved them and he cares. Reminds us that Jesus was a real human being. He felt things like we do. He cares. That's good to know, isn't it? That the Almighty Son of God himself is moved by human suffering. Next one, please. Now, did anybody here ride? No? No horse riders? Okay, Gail, okay. Now, does your horse ever get crossed, Gail? And what does it do when it's crossed? Okay, how does that go? You're not gonna do a snort for us. This is something to do over coffee, isn't it? A sort of a bit like that. Sort of really. No. Well, okay. Well, try and get Gail to show you over coffee. But horses, when they're angry, sometimes snort, don't they? I mean, sometimes horses can be rather big or scary. They used to be used in battle, of course. So imagine a great big battle horse snorting with anger. Okay, that is the word that our passage uses twice of the Lord Jesus in verses 33 and 38. Jesus was deeply moved. Okay, the word behind that is the angry snort of a horse. Jesus is angry and indignant and cross at death. Because death is an unnatural intruder. Even when the doctor has told us it's coming, death often comes as a shock. It feels like it should not be. And that is a right feeling. Because death is not God's original intention for the world. It's not God's ultimate goal. Jesus was angry at death. Well, it's all very well, isn't it, to care and to be angry at death. We might be like that too. But there's something more. Wait, there's more, we could say, like our song. Jesus, in this passage, demonstrates his power over death. Let's see the next one. How does Jesus show his power over death in this passage? Yes, I know. Yeah, by waking Lazarus up. Now, how long has Lazarus been dead for? Do you remember it says? Have you? 4 days, yes. Yeah. And look at verse 39. You can see that Martha is worried about the smell, isn't she? She says, but Jesus, you know, he's in a hot country. He's been in that tomb for 4 days, dead. There'll be a bad odour. His body will be decomposing. He's probably been eaten up by worms. In the authorized version, it says, he stinketh. Jesus, he stinks. You don't want to go opening up the tomb now. He's really, really dead. So it's not like a sort of, you know, first responder might get you and with a sort of resuscitation thing. Lazarus is really, really dead here. And Jesus can say to him, Lazarus, come out. And he does. None of us could do that, could we? There's no use going into the churchyard and saying that to some of the dead bodies. Jesus shows us the unique power of God himself. You know the old joke about this, don't you? That it's a good job that Jesus addressed Lazarus by name, because if he just said, come out, you know, all the bodies in the graveyard would have got up and come out. Amazing, amazing power. But of course, Lazarus died again. This is really only a resuscitation. Jesus demonstrates his power over death, yes, by healing Lazarus, but secondly, next one, by a few days later, rising again himself. Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again. So he reigns for all eternity. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, death is defeated. The sting of death is drawn. The Bible says that sin is the sting of death. And Jesus dealt with sin when he died on the cross in our place, so that we might be forgiven. Jesus is the living Lord of life. He is, verse 25, the resurrection and the life. Now, just before we finish, I want us to think about something a bit weird in our reading. I don't know if you noticed it. Next one, please. So the message comes to Jesus that Lazarus' friend is dead, and what does he do? He waits, yes, waits for two more days, quite deliberately. It doesn't seem that it's like Jesus says, oh, well, yes, I'm very busy, I'd like to go and see Lazarus, but, you know, we've got all this on here. He actually deliberately waits for 2 days. You can imagine Mary and Martha climbing up the wall, can't you, you know? Where is he? Why isn't he coming? Jesus is just waiting there. Really strange, because we know that he loves Mary and Martha and Lazarus. In fact, if you look again at verse 6, we've got a little yet at the beginning of verse 6, but therefore might be a better translation, in fact. So it says, Jesus loved Mary and her sister and Lazarus. Therefore, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Which is strange, isn't it? You'd think Jesus loved them, therefore he got there as fast as he could to visit his sick friend and to try and make it better. Well, why on earth is this? Look at verse 21 and you can see Martha's question. Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. She's perhaps confused and disappointed. But in verse 4, Jesus says that this sickness will not end in death. Yes, Lazarus dies, but that's not the end of his story. It's for the glory of God, that God's Son, Jesus, might be glorified through it. Well, look at verses 14 and 15. Jesus says amazing words here. Jesus says, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad. Amazing, isn't it? I'm glad that he's died, and that I was not there, so that you might believe. Or look at verse 40. Jesus' aim is that they might believe and see the glory of God. Or verse 42. Jesus prays out loud like this for the benefit of the people standing there so that they might believe. Jesus wants us to see the glory of God and to believe. Remember, that's the whole purpose of the gospel that we read about. That we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, we might have life in his name. So Lazarus died and rotted in the tomb, and Mary and Martha went through this grief for us, so that we might see the glory of God and believe. Now, the Bible tells us that we're all spiritually dead without the Lord Jesus, and we need his resurrection power. To see who Jesus is, and to trust in him is more important than extending our physical life, more important than avoiding discomfort or grief. Last one, please. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He proved that by raising Lazarus, and he proved it by his own resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus says. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus offers life, new life, to all who will put their trust in him. Fullness of life now, abundant, overflowing life, knowing God here and now, but also eternal life, life that even the grave can't destroy, which will go on forever. Do you believe this? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for Jesus' great love and power, for his resurrection life. Help us to believe in him, to know you even now, and to have that life which even death cannot destroy. We pray that our faith in Jesus might transform how we live in the days ahead, for your great name's sake. Amen.